Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
We're learning Yechoves Alvavis. He's speaking about the difference between a Beiteach Belekim and Misha Eino Beiteach Belekim. And he says, Ashvi ki Beiteach Bachim lo yechol lo ye'ovel b'imane b'kosha v'lo y'b'ipokir oev. When he doesn't get what he wants, he won't be misabel. When he loses something that he loves, he won't be misabel. People that are destroyed when they don't get what they want, especially if they're very attached to their money and they lose a lot of money, sometimes it's a person who they love, and it's very, very painful. And it is painful. B'dochon's not going to take away the pain, but it'll take away the avelos, the loss, the feeling of not hope, because kol man dovid rachman l'tzav avid. V'lo yi'atzer b'hinimsa v'einu doirish l'yoyse miterif yoymai. Another thing is somebody who doesn't have bitachon, he always is worried he's not going to have enough, so he has to be yi'atzer animsa. And he's Dairish Yoisami Tarif Yoima Vayala Libai Mayala Mukhrasai Fneshani Day Aceboy Kitsoi. He's not worried in saving for the next years because he doesn't know Aceba Kitsoi. Ubater Belakim Laharak Leiboy Lasman Choifai Umazaine Boy. Hashem will provide him for the future. He's not worried what'll be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Venusamer Baasit Loyavaloi. Who knows what's going to be? Bama ben Zera, al tatzis aris macha, ki lo yedea ma yilid yoyim, macha yove vein einu nimsa, v'star lo yinam she'enu shlap yo, boy, what's going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, ve'aves? Who knows? Just live in the present, don't live in the future, don't be worried about the future. And this is a big thing when people don't have Bitachin, it causes a lot. There was someone who was a doctor, and he was about to do a surgery on someone. He said he was a guy. He said his whole life he saved for when he's retiring. He worked so hard for when he's retiring. And now he got a heart attack. He sees he's not going to have and retire. You should live up your life when you're young. Don't work for the future. You don't know what's going to be. Goyish way of looking at the world, that kilu, you don't know what's going to be for the future, live it up now instead of saving for the future. The Yiddish way is we have a future in Olam HaEmes, that's a real future, l'netzach nitzachim, and we want to put away for it. Let's not save and work for the years of later on that we're going to be here. Someone that said, when asked them, why aren't you retiring? You have enough money for yourselves and your children. He said, I'm already working for my grandchildren. I want to put away money for them. Instead of working for money for your grandchildren, you could put for yourself netzach netzachim. When somebody is a Baal Bitochen, as his daiga and his evel, his amasha makatsaboy mechoyves aboyer, he's always worried, maybe I'm not doing enough mitzvahs, maybe I'm not learning enough Torah. He's always trying to do avodas Hashem, to pay up to Hashem. Minereo ministaroi. Neshu choyshe b'misasa b'y yoy masifa pachat yavoy amoviz pisim yoymai. And he was worried about the yoy mamisa. He's not here forever. As Yeshiv lo yistadlus v'zizun lahochen segel lachrisa, it doesn't make him depressed. It makes him work hard because he wants to put away for his future. Lo yagish amashi yazmen lo ilam azeb u'mashal mashum yamech lefneim lisasascha pirsha ba yoshev ayoyim shem yomas lamacha kol yomu b'tshuvu holis yedetecha levinim. Person doesn't know when he's going, as he always has to be prepared and putting away for the future in ilam emes. Life is full of different things that don't go the way you want. As somebody who's not a Beiteach Belekim, he takes it very hard. He has a lot of disappointments, a lot of agmas nefesh in the world. He gets upset at his ayavav that they don't give him his bakashas. His whole life he's thinking about his oilam hazeh. The famous Lashon HaZohar, Onam Azal Bayam Uvachashiv Dileihu L'Dairei Dairis, all day long. People are mentally retarded, they don't know they're dying. It means, even though there is a fact that they're going to die, but they don't live with it, the whole life, all their koyches, all their machshavos, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. That's what they're living all day long. He's not thinking about his real future. He's very into Taibus Olam Hazeh, not the Olam HaEmes. If someone would come be Mechiach these people and say, why do you think about Olam Hazeh? He's worried if his wife, his children, his great-grandchildren have to put away for them for years and years. After they retire, he'll worry about going to Kailul, maybe about learning a little bit. And so many years and so many koiches are thrown away. And Marshal Amah Dava Daima, there were people that worked and put away money and they invested in someone, Madoff, who said you invest with him, he puts him in safe things and you get back good dividends. Then one day they found that all the money he wasn't investing, he was taking for himself. As there are people that Mamish went into a depression, people said 30 years of life savings, 40 years of life savings, all just went down the drain in one day. You imagine the feeling a whole life goes down the drain in one day. How bad of a feeling it is. You know what the feeling it is to live in Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh and watch your whole life go down the drain and be useless when you reach the Olam HaEmes? How powerful that's going to be for us if we don't put our investment into Olam Haba. How careful we have to be, how awake we have to be, how we have to put away for what's real. That when it comes that day, we should be walk in and have things put away from us. Every maisa that we do creates more and more olam haba. It really lasts forever, and it has a deep meaning to it. So that's the last difference between a Baal Bitochen and a Lav Baal Bitochen. We learned the difference is you're living in a different world, with a different meaning, with a different tachlis. It's a whole change in the way we look at life. However, let's try to take it together, take it to our hearts, and try to lift ourselves up and have more meaning in our life, every one of you, by learning Hachzik for 5 minutes. You made a Gavaldika Kabbalah. A big step in life, and let's try to take it to heart and bring it into our lives to try to put away for what's real, not to invest in those fake real estate things that just you're investing and you find out afterwards it was all in the paper. That's Olam Hazeh. One day it's going to be mispar, it's the luft. Invest in your Olam, in your Torah, in your mitzvahs, in your midas tovus, and you'll enhance Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.